Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of our podcast 1000 Years of Beer. As always, we welcome you here from the Brewery Museum of the Weinstephan Brewery, the world's oldest brewery. Brand ambassador Matthias, that's me, and my online colleague Anton. Hey, how are you doing, Anton?
Hi, good, thank you. And today I always introduce this topic that we're discussing with. We have a very special topic today because we only have special topics.
Exclusively.
And this one is truly a spring topic because yes. This episode, we just recorded it a couple of days ago from the actual release of the episode. So this is a clear spring topic when, you know, the temperatures rise and the sun comes out.
People are getting more outside, doing outside
stuff. Beer gardens open up and all that. So this is a fitting topic for that because you've read the title, and if you don't know any German, it might be a little confusing because the title is the Wegbier. And the Wegbier is literally translated to road beer. And it's not Germany or Bavarian exclusive, but it's a phenomenon that, well, occurs mostly in Germany or Bavaria. So, road beer means, you know, drinking beer while walking, basically. And that's what Wegbier is. So, not drinking in the car, of course, don't do it. Not drinking on the bike, don't do it. Don't drink and drive. We want to make that very clear for this episode. But it's drinking while walking from point A to point B, right?
Yeah, and Wegbier, it's a word combined by two words. Weg is road and beer is beer. And German can be, as a language, sometimes very straight to the point and very literary. Wegbier means, road beer, a beer that you consume when you're walking from point A to point B. As an example, when I first moved here to Bavaria to study here in Weinstephan, the occasional Wegbier to go to I don't know, a student's meeting or a student's party or something like that. You gather with your colleagues and your study mates, and one of those guys always had some beers with him. And then when you walk to the student club, to the party or whatever, you're consuming one or two beers, depends on the length of the walk. And so you're getting in the mood with your buddies. And then you're having the beer.
You're basically warming up for the main act.
Something like that. Yeah, you're just like try to make out the best of the walking way. You know, using it for conversation and having a beer with your friends. Because mostly at the party, then it's maybe too loud to having actually a good conversation. And this is like, you're starting the day and you're having your road beer and you're going from A to B and you're talking with your buddies and your mates. And you're having that beer. And there are actually also a few names for that in German. Depends on the regional accent and on where you are, because in northern Germany, where they drink mostly Pilsner, they call it feet pills. It means pills that you're drinking while you're on your feet, while you're walking. Yeah? In Bavaria, they call it mostly Weghäube, what means a road pint. Because the Bavarians always measure their beer, so like in the volume, so they say it's not just a road beer, it's a road pint, because we're drinking pints.
And a friend of yours had this very, very nice and very fitting phrase, which is bro on the go.
He's bro on the go, because my beers are always my best bros. And and this was his bro on the go, and literally he had every time one with him in his jacket, you know, putting out the cans or a bottle of beer. And when we were walking, like sometimes from, you know, especially when the semester is starting here, Freising, you know, you need to know Freising as a city has about 50,000 people living here and 5 to 6 or even more thousand students are here in the city. And especially when the semester is starting, like summer semester, winter semester, there are a lot of events and parties going on here in the city. And when this is happening, it sometimes happens that, like, you know, 2 or 3 or more parties are at the same day or same night. And then you're doing kind of pub or party hopping. And when you're going from one party to the other, having the occasional Wegbier with you, that's a normal thing.
And it's like you said, it's the definition basically is drinking while getting from point A to point B. But the occasions can just vary. You don't have to go from party to party. You can leave work, go to the nearest supermarket, grab a beer, and enjoy your after work beer on the road home. You can go to the nearby river and sit down by the river and have a beer on the road. It can depend on the on the different situations. Yeah.
It's an individual outside beer.
Exactly.
Without being actually on an outside patio or outside location or a beer garden.
Exactly. But so don't get us wrong. It's not always the start of a party night or something. Yeah. It can be, it's just your outside beer while walking.
I guess it got a little renaissance in the corona when the lockdown was and every restaurant, bar and pubs and whatever were closed. So I had the situation that I met with some friends often for a walk, and then we had like 2-3 beers at the walk. You know, we took take a walk through the city or around the Weinstephan Hill or something like that. And then we had like 2-3 beers talking, just very casual, you know. Yeah. But
because all the beer gardens, all the restaurants, closed, all the bars was closed down, and people had to find their outlets to just come together, have a beer together, talk about stuff. Because if you guys remember, basically what everybody did in the beginning of the pandemic was to hop on a Zoom call and just, you know, have a beer over Zoom or something, or over, you know, you name it, Microsoft Teams, I don't know what else. But that quickly changed when it was allowed to meet other people outside.
Yeah, and the weather got better, you know, so that you could go outside. It's warm and sunny again, and nobody wants to hang out in their apartment, especially in more urban regions where people maybe don't have a balcony or outside seating or a garden or something like that. They are when they want to hang out some like in the nature, they need to go outside, maybe in a park, or like in Munich, you have the big English Garden, which is one of the biggest parks in Europe, I guess, and the Isar River there. And so a lot of, you know, young people in Munich gather there, and then when they go to the English Garden or when they go to the thing, they have a beer on their way there, or even sitting down there and having their beer there.
It has become a cultural phenomenon again. It's socially acceptable.
There are critics on this, which I can totally understand, because when people don't you know, left their trash maybe there at the river. So this is something totally not acceptable. When you get there, you also should take your belongings and your treasure with you again. So this is also something I don't understand why people do that. But yeah, this is something we like set clear here. I mean,
but let's just talk about the legal situation for a little bit. So for all you guys who haven't been to Germany or you haven't been to Bavaria.
Yeah, because in a lot of other countries I've been, it's forbidden to drink like when you're walking like through the public.
Right. So this might be weird to see for you to...
Yeah, when you visit one day Germany or one of the bigger cities in Berlin, it's also a big thing. You see a lot of people in Berlin walking around, you know, drinking their beers.
Yeah.
Also in Austria, maybe, but...
And if you come to Weinstephan, where a lot of brewers
students,
I mean, there's brewers everywhere, so you rarely see them without a beer.
Yeah, especially here at the gardens here in Weinstephan. Around there are some gardens from the university where the students hang out, and they're having their beer there, and that's legal and that's fine, and it's a thing, and walking beers.
Yeah, and but just to give you a heads up. There's local restrictions everywhere.
Yeah.
So you'd be better off not drinking on public transportation.
Yeah, it's even mostly forbidden.
The rules there are also so and so.
It can vary.
But it's better to not do it.
Yeah, and I guess in the bigger cities, I guess there it's nowadays basically everywhere forbidden to drink alcohol on public transportation. Maybe there are a few exceptions left where it's still allowed, but mostly not. Mostly it's forbidden. But you know, then maybe, you know, grab a cold, cool beer at the shop at the train station and then go to your beer garden you want to visit or whatever, then having on the way there with your friends some beers. That's a occasion that pops up here in Germany, in Bavaria, pretty often, especially when there is the outside weather. You don't see it in winter that often, of course, But when it's the outside weather, when a walk can be a nice thing, like, you know, we want to meet in that bar and let's go there together. But before we take an Uber or take the subway or whatever, the train, let's walk there a half an hour and have a beer for that. And let's enjoy the good weather and the sun and have a beer and a talk.
Right. So it's not weird here at all to have a weak beer. So no. you have to know that. You're more than welcome to try it yourself. We talked about it earlier. It's a symbol of freedom too.
A little bit, yes. Some kind of cultural freedom, I would say. Yeah, celebrating a little bit the kind of beer culture. But I must confess, it's a little bit more for the younger people.
Yeah.
I would say for elderly people, it was not used for them. I would say, in the 80s, 90s, it was not a thing. It became, in the 2000s or later 2000s, more a thing to have a weak beer.
Yeah.
I guess. I did not live in the 80s, so we must ask someone how they did it back then. But if you see today, people are more like the youngers who are doing it.
Yeah. But there is one occasion where it's totally fine for let's say, quote-unquote, older people.
For every people.
To do it, and it's Father's Day.
It's German Father's Day, yeah.
And I know that you were surprised when you first came here that this is actually a thing. But
Something we do not do in that way in Austria, because we celebrate Father's Day on a different date. And here in Germany, they celebrate Father's Day on a national public holiday. So everyone has a day off at that day. And it's mostly in May or early June. And so weather mostly is decent, fine. So a lot of fathers, or today it's mostly a lot of groups of people gather at that day and they do a hike. And some of those groups are have a hand cart with them where they have beer in it. And they do a hike, like for a few hours, they go to a special place, a beer garden, a restaurant, or a stadium. And they go there, have their beer, and they're drinking while they're walking there, where they have their hike there. And then they're having there some lunch or some food and some few other beers, and then they're walking back or get a lift, I don't know. But this was like the first year I studied here. There was a group of students here, and they were like, "Hey, Matthias, we're doing the Father's Day hike, so are you in?" And I was like, "Yeah, totally. What's the matter about it?" "Well, we do a hike about 10, 12 kilometers to a beer garden. Then we have lunch there, get some beers, and then we're walking back." Like a 20, 25 kilometer hike the whole day. And yeah, weather seems nice. And I said, "Yeah, I'm in." And they "Well, okay, you're the new one. You're pulling the hand card." And so I was pulling the hand card with all the beer in it. But we were about 20, 25 people, something like that. But it was super professional organized.
I can imagine when it's like brewing students.
There were two stops on the way to the beer garden, where a guy who was the designated driver that day, so he was not drinking, he was driving a car, and he waited there with fresh, cool beer, because 20 people, and we had there like two or three trays, crates of beer in our handcart. And he waited there because then the handcart was empty, and we put the empty bottles out, fresh cold bottles in, and there we had like on one way two stops to restock our handcart and getting fresh ones. And and it was like the whole day, and we were there like having a hike through the nature, you know, in the south of the Hallertau. It was pretty nice. Even there were no hops growing at that point, but it was great weather and it was a cool day. But it was a little bit too much for me. It was like the walking and drinking. I was not a very, very fit guy at that time, and I was pretty exhausted. And so I took the opportunity, and the way back, I took the lift with the driver, and I waited for the other guys in
front. Smart move.
Yeah, smart move. Smart move. Yeah, but it was super professionally organized, and this is, I would say, that the feast day of the Weg beer in Germany. This is like the day, the high celebration day of having a walk and drink a beer while it.
if there's ever a public holiday for the Weekbier, it will be Father's Day.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But there are a lot of people doing this. Yeah. Mostly male buddy groups. They are like, yeah,
that's right. Our it's not day. Always fathers. It's a group of friends coming together.
Today it's also, you know, you see, I would say like 20 years ago, 25 years ago, it was mostly just male groups that doing that. Today, like basically any groups are doing it. And it's more like became a day of people are hiking somewhere, having some beers and enjoying time outdoors.
What kind of beer styles would you recommend for the big beer?
Definitely lagers, because wheat beers or ales are mostly too high carbonated for that, because when you're having the bottle or the can in your hands and you're walking and moving, and then like with the higher carbonation, the potential that the beer is you know, foaming out and getting out of the can or out of the bottle, do the movement is too risky for that to spill some beer or to waste some beer. So it's mostly lagers like a Helles or a Pilsner. Or a Keller beer also can be suitable for that occasion. And I guess you're walking or you're hiking, so you need a little bit more refreshing beer, a little bit more easygoing, easy drinking. So that's a good choice, I guess. And also alcohol-free beers, of course. So if you're doing a longer hike, I would definitely recommend having a Hefeweizen non-alcoholic or a lager non-alcoholic. Because that's the better choice then, and maybe when you're like then at the final destination, maybe at the restaurant, at the beer garden, maybe then alcoholic beer would suit better than having it the whole hike.
If you had to choose, what's your favorite, personal favorite?
Definitely Helles. Definitely Helles.
I agree.
Depends on the weather, I would say. If you're having like maybe it's not too warm or so, or not too sunny, then a Pilsner is also very suitable, because there the bitterness is perceived a little bit more, more positive. When it's very warm, well, not very warm, but when it's warmer, then you need something more refreshing, a little bit more sweeter, and then maybe the sweetness of a Helles, the grainy character of the Helles is a little bit more positive or more wanted by a beer drinker than like the bitterness effect of a of a Pils.
I totally agree. I mean, it's for me the even well. If you offered me a Pilsner while walking, I'll take it. Of course, I take it. But a Pilsner is also something that I would actually drink when I'm at the destination I want it to be, because it's more complex. It's a it's a more complex aroma that you actually. And in my opinion, you have to sit down and enjoy. I'm totally with you on the Helles, though. Having a easy drinking beer, something I can just, you know, drink while I'm talking to other people without focusing on the taste and without less focus on the taste. It's I think it's a perfect partner for this. Yeah. So
it's a great beer for that. You're right, and you know, even if the Weekbier or the situation of having a Weekbier isn't maybe a super old Bavarian or German beer cultural thing. It's like became more a thing, I would say, the last 20, 30 years. But it's a nice thing for especially younger people when they're enjoying their time together.
Yeah.
And I think it's very interesting how, you know, those generation, and I'm part of that generation actually, you too, I would say, brought the cultural thing or the cultural good of Bavarian beer into their life. And also now with Corona, you know, this became a slight revival, having a beer outside while having a walk. And but I must confess, it seems for a lot of people internationally weird.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Yeah, it's something that you can see here occasionally in Germany, here in Freising, in Munich, in Bavaria. So don't be too shocked when you see it maybe the first time, and maybe have a try.
Yeah, just try it and let us know how it feels.
Yeah, Anton, some advice on for our international listeners who maybe come one day to Germany to try this, we're having a great, I don't know, track and a great destination to have a Wegbier.
So my first recommendation is if you arrive at the Freising train station, there is a nearby supermarket, which is basically the center of all the young people going out in the evening, and they start with their beer there, with their Wegbier there. Visit that supermarket, get yourself a Helles, and walk the way all up to here, Weinstephan Hill. It's a beautiful way to walk at first.
About good 20 minutes?
Just about 20 minutes. And you said it's the best, it's basically one beer long.
Yeah.
And that's my first recommendation. Of course, you can take that with a little bit of a smile. The other one is if you visit Bavaria and if you like to hike, there's a wonderful path up Herzogstand, which is one of our mountains in the Bavarian Alps. If you want to visit, or if you want to go there and visit the place there, that's a wonderful place to have a Wegbier and to also have a beer on the mountaintop. And that's my recommendation. What are yours?
My two recommendations are a city walk, as you recommended, and a nature walk, as you recommended. City walk is somewhere in the north of the English Garden in Munich. There are a few spots where you can enter the English Garden. But just take, I don't know, 2-3 hours. And you can easily walk from the north to the south end of the English Garden along the Isar River in Munich. As already mentioned, it's one of the biggest parks or city parks here in Europe. It's beautiful. Walk along the river and enjoy 1-2 beer at that walk. There are also places to get fresh beers on your walk there. And so this is something, and there you will see a lot of people doing the same and enjoying their time out there. So this is one of my recommendations. And the other one is the same thing, doesn't matter where, but just do it maybe here north of Freising in the Hallertau in August. Take your time, like 1, 2, 3 hours, doesn't matter, on a nice day, and have a walk. It even doesn't matter in which town, city, or location you are. Just somewhere there where all the hop fields are growing around, and just have a Helles and go through that and have their walk there. You will smell the blooming hops there, and having, while smelling that, walking through that green filled nature with all the hops and the forests there, and then having there a Helles, that's absolutely a dream.
It's a perfect ambience for a beer.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. I mean, and this is, I do sometimes in August, you know, going out there mostly with the bike, and then I'm biking through the hop fields, and then sit down somewhere having a beer, or go to a beer garden and having the a beer. So this is absolutely perfect. And then, you know, you can choose a walk, and then the destination maybe is a restaurant or a good beer garden, and then having there a meal and a beer. So and combining this together is a perfect beer and nature experience, in my opinion. So Hallertau, always a good recommendation for a Wegbier.
So all there's left to do is now close your eyes, smell the hops, taste the beer,
yeah,
and get out there and have your Wegbier. Yeah. Thank you for listening. I hope we could give you an insight of what the Bavarian tradition, a very young tradition though, of the Wegbier looks like and feels like. If you have any further questions.
And I hope we educated a little bit so that you don't feel uncomfortable or weird if you see beer drinking people in the public here in Germany.
Exactly. If you have any further questions, just shoot us a message on podcast at weinstephaner.de or on our social channels on Facebook or Instagram. And we'll leave you with that. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.